Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind. I'm Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist in Geneva. I'm speaking this month with Leslie Burgett about single parenting. Leslie is a counselor and facilitator of the Single Parent Network Group at the American Church in Geneva. So, Leslie, can we assume that for many single parents, they may have previously been in a couple? And can you tell us how tensions and conflict between former partners may impact life as a single parent?
Yes. Most, but not 100% of the people who've come to the Single Parent Network Group have been part of a couple in the past. During our conversations, one person starts out by telling their story, speaking about their current difficulty. They also might speak about what helps them cope. Then anyone else in the group is free to follow, saying how the first person's story resonates with something happening in their own life. Each member speaks from their own personal experience. There are those who are the principal or the sole caretakers for their children. In some of these cases, the other parent is not living in Geneva or even on the European continent. Living far from family, this often means that these parents rarely get a break from their responsibilities as caregiver. They are on duty 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In other cases, the parent who's attending the group no longer lives with the child and is only able to see the child from time to time, needing to request and coordinate with a co-parent. Due to the high cost of living, there are cases where the two parents, although no longer married, continue to live together. In still other cases, the co-parent or the other parent is struggling with mental illness. This means that not only is the one parent managing the household, they're also managing the care of or the boundaries with this parent.
It's a lot. I suppose I'm curious then, following up from that, if there are common tensions that arrive for single parents specific to the other parent. How might that come out in the single parent network group?
Tension with the other parent is often about the amount of time with the children. Both too much time, feelings of overwhelm with childcare, or in other cases, not enough time. There are often concerns for the children's safety and well-being. Custody of children and divorces are other huge sources of stress. These are often complex, involving foreign laws, sometimes with limiting rights for women or other complications. I guess to answer your question, tensions between the two parents only add to the already complicated lives of single parents. So, single parents, like all of us, have adversity in their lives, but they also have strengths. We gather to speak about both our challenges and our resources. We don't seek to resolve anyone's issues. We gather to share in a safe and caring environment. It's said that talking about our feelings and worries in a safe environment relieves the body and comforts the soul. The model we use was created in Brazil, and there they have a proverb that says, "When the mouth is silent, the body speaks. When the mouth speaks, the body can be silent and heal." Our meetings are about managing the difficulties in our lives by talking about our strengths and building connection and community.
Thank you very much, Leslie, especially for highlighting the aspects about resources, connection, community. Really important. For more information, please visit leslieburgettcounseling.ch. If you would like to hear that show or more like it, please visit worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.